Had a weird night last night. I think part of the problem was I started drinking coffee at 3 and 4 p.m., so I really was not. I should not have tried to go to bed that early. I went to bed at 10:30, which a lot of people would say isn't early, but I'd gotten up very early. I was up by 8 o'clock. So I got up early. I was going all day. I was running out of shit to do, honestly, well before my show. Then I had to stay at the station and I had another podcast I could listen to. But after 9 o'clock, was it 7 to 8 and 8 to 9? Yeah, after 9 o'clock, everything just stopped. There was nothing more for me to do. And I was looking around. I was trying to find something. I should have just put something on in bed or turned on the radio or something. Because, again, tossing and turning all night, no possible reason to go to sleep. My eyes were getting heavy. It wasn't a good tired where your eyes just naturally shut. It's when you're trying to force yourself. When you shut your eyes and you're bound and fucking determined to sleep, and you keep them shut, and after a while they just go along with it. You can tell when your eyes are heavy as opposed to when you're trying to keep them shut. They feel it. It's almost like your eyes, the muscles in your eyes get tired. You feel pain around your eyes from keeping them shut so long. So, but one thing hit me right before I went to bed. I was thinking again, for some reason, the lady who I found attractive in Hairspray got connected to a lady that I legitimately wanted to love 20 years ago. Exactly 20 years ago, pretty much. When I was in Votech. And I did love her. I guess part of me still does. But the problem with that is at the time, and still, I guess to this day, I'm one of the people, if people like to believe that bullshit of, to love somebody else, you need to love yourself. Well, that's not true. You don't need to love yourself to love somebody else. I don't love myself. I haven't loved myself since I was in high school. Does that mean I'm not capable of falling in love with others? Fuck no. It's happened. It's happened a few times. The thing is, it isn't so much that I don't love myself. It's that I don't have the self-esteem to believe that they love me in return. So I find ways to either run away or push them away to somebody else that I believe can would be better for them. Not that they necessarily would be. I don't know that the lady I or not the lady. I don't well yeah, I don't know that the lady in community slash vocational school that I pushed away when I was 20 years ago is any better off now. I literally lost sight of her that day. I don't even remember seeing her at graduation. I remember we did a little line dancing thing maybe about 2 months after, and she was engaged at that point. So I don't know, maybe that wasn't a thing anyway. Maybe that was just all in my head and she was seeing something else. Honestly, couldn't tell you. Doesn't matter anymore anyway. But the other thing that was getting me is, well, still going on that. For some odd reason, my mind equated her to being the daughter of that, which she could be. I know mom said that, there are a lot of people who in this thing wouldn't get a speaking role, Well, the lady that I was looking at was a background character. She said her name, and that's it. That was really her only speaking role. She sang along with things, and if there was a crowd, you wouldn't hear her. Maybe she was shaking her fist and saying something to somebody, but everybody was, so you wouldn't hear it. But it occurred to me that she could be the daughter of the lady that I loved 20 years ago, and I just broke down. I wanted to break down, but I was busy trying to fall asleep, and then I was trying to avoid crying, which, oh, I was a fucking mess. I should have just gotten up and sat at my computer again, but I didn't. But it went on from there, and again, I wish I could get into a like a therapy session, but I can't afford it. It is so fucking much for that. It's usually about, from what I checked when I had to go to therapy twice for Section 8. What was it? HUD or Section 8 or whatever the hell we were on in Washington. Every so often, they had to give you a mental evaluation, I guess. So I went twice and I loved it. And then I checked on it, it was like $125 an hour. It's like, for fuck's sake, that's my entire food budget for the month. I'm not going to do that. And to my knowledge, UCare, Medicare, whatever the hell, doesn't cover that. So I can't honestly look at anything, but I've been the things that I want to shout at people, I've been doing in my head a lot, and of course, the time I do it is when I'm laying in bed and trying to go to sleep, and I'm not able to distract myself with games or movies or music or something like that. Then my brain just goes hyperactive, and I'm ranting at people, I'm shouting at people, I'm trying to get everything in my mind out that I know I need to say, but nobody is around to hear it. So I end up going off on various things. The one that stood out from last night was the fact, and this is part of the reason I despise my dad, and it happened a couple of years ago. I don't know if my dad ever did, but my dad doesn't really seem much to me like a reunion person. And his friends from high school, he still talks to, so he has no reason to go. My mom went to her 50th, and she enjoyed it. That was the thing that kind of got me. She enjoyed it. Well, that's good. My sister went to one, and she didn't enjoy it, but fuck her. That's my sister. I have never been to a class reunion, and I have not seen any. I've seen one person from my high school class since I graduated, and I haven't talked to him in probably since I moved here 2 years ago. I haven't heard anything from him. So, long story short, I'm almost out of time. Basically, it was me ranting at my mom because my dad wouldn't give a shit that I was just starting to work. I was 2 hours away from where I needed to go, two and a half. Still, it's a lot fucking closer than 30 than 72. It's a 72-hour round trip from where I used to live, as opposed to a 5-hour round trip here. I had taken the day off. I was going to go, and I didn't know it was Father's Day. Well, I wasn't a good father, so I don't remember it. My dad never told me. But he just didn't tell me, so I didn't go. Well, then, not 2 or 3 days later, Laura and Dad go on an antiquing spree, and guess where they end up? The town I wanted to go to 3 days before, and actually took time off to go to 3 days before. So, yeah, it's a drop in the water of what I deal with every day.